Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hi, I'm Jason Cundy, the Duck Lover, and you are listening to the TalkSport Daily podcast. Andy Goldstein is off this week, so you've got the other half of the enigmatic Matic. Is it Nemanja Matic's brother? No, it can't be. Enigmatic sports bar duo. On today's show, you'll hear all the fallout from Clinton Morrison on who Arsenal must snap up as their next new manager. Mario Melchiot's advice to his old teammate Frank Lampard and news of a very, very big signing for Torquay? No, really, Torquay. But let's start with the Jim White and Natalie Sawyer show. And this is Clinton Morrison telling Arsenal to go and get Carlo Ancelotti. Why would he go there?
Ancelotti comes available. If you haven't got a manager, you go and get this man. He's a serial winner. Mm-hmm. You've said all the trophies that he's won. I think he'd be a great fit for Arsenal. I think Arsenal would be mad not to go and appoint him this week or even not today. He's that good of a manager. I know negotiations take a few days and stuff, but surely if he becomes available, you have to go and get him. He would be really good at Everton. I totally get that. But do Everton want an interim manager now to the end of the season? Someone, David Moyes, who knows the club inside out. Because they're near the bottom, but I think they'll be fine. I think Everton will be fine, start climbing the table. It's a difficult one, but I think Ancelotti and Arsenal is a great fit. And I think he'd be brilliant for that. I think he'd be superb for that. And he would be good for Everton as well. He's just a serial winner.
How can you not want him? Either club, no doubt. I mean, I'm not surprised that 74%, as you say, of Everton fans want him. As you've pointed out, he's a serial winner. He knows how to manage big names, big egos, for example. In particular with Arsenal and the defensive frailties right now, you can imagine he'll go in there, he'll structure them better, he will organise them better, he'll make them difficult to break down. I mean, it's a no-brainer, surely. Yeah, course, Arsenal.
So you think Arsenal will win the race if it comes down to it, Natalie?
Oh, if it came down to it, yeah.
Because Mascheri would want Ancelotti, I'm quite sure of that, whereas Bill at Everton, I'm sure would favour Moyes.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. I mean, I can see why Bill would favour Moyes. He's a friend, you know, there was relative success at Everton with David Moyes there. But really, do you want to go backwards? I don't know. I'm not sure if that is the right person to be going back into Everton, but maybe on a short-term appointment just to sort of sort things out there for the time being for the rest of the season. But right now, Duncan Ferguson, I know it's just the one win, but he's galvanised that squad. He's galvanised the team and the fans and everything.
You're right, Natalie. If it's a short-term appointment, just keep Duncan Ferguson. You saw the passion he showed on the weekend. I thought it was brilliant. Mm. And it wasn't fake. If you know Duncan Ferguson played against him, that was real. Picking up the ball, celebrating with the ball boys and stuff like that. I thought it was magnificent.
And winning the late Howard Kendall's watch.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
There was all that romance. And with Everton, you always get romance.
Over to Brecky now with Laura Woodsy Woods and Ali McQuisty Quisty. And here is their guest, Mario Melchiot, with a word of warning for Chelsea.
Personally speaking, I've been so impressed with, and I know it's very early stages in Frank and Jody's managerial career at Chelsea, but I'm really impressed the way things have started. How impressed have you been, and how impressed in particular have you been with some of the younger lads that have come in, whether it's Tammy Abraham, who I believe scored 13 goals so far in all competitions, Mason Mount, Pulisic, Hudson-Odoi, James. There's a good feel about Chelsea at this moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at those young players, just the way they develop themselves. I mean, look, if you look at Tammy, I mean, in the beginning when he came, there was a discussion who was going to start the line. He managed to get himself really quickly into a number of goals that kind of stopped the discussion straight away with him and Giroud. It was like, no, he's going to be the starting man. I mean, Mason Mount, he's for me, you know, arguably one of those players that he's just, sometimes you watch him and you just forget how young he is.
Yeah.
But also what a big surprise is Chris Pulisic.
Yeah.
Because Christian, when he came over, a lot of people were thinking like, okay, he came for a high money value, but it's a young kid coming into a new league. And in Germany, he was kind of like struggling at the end because he came on the bench. And now he came in this team. He really had to work hard to become a starting player again. And then managing to score, getting on the scoring sheet and creating chance for all the other players. I think overall, it's a great young team. And everybody wants to play for their side. And that is comes down to what Jody and definitely Frank have done for themselves, that people want to play for them. And I think as a coach, I mean, Ali, you know yourself, if we have a coach in our team and we watch him and we feel like we can trust him,
yeah,
and he gives us what we are looking for, makes us a better player. Even if you're not always playing, you want to play because you want to prove to the manager that you should be picking me.
How dangerous is this? If you look at the transfer ban being lifted, are there negatives to this as well? That you've got a team that looks so settled and they're obviously on a journey together and they've moulded and gelled really well. Is there a danger that you bring somebody in and it's going to unsettle them?
Only for the players that haven't made their debut yet. They might be thinking like, oh my God, that's where my chance is going. But I don't think they should be worrying about it because I don't think now that the ban is lifted, if they now start going back to what they did before and forget what they have achieved right now, it would not be smart, and I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to steady the ship and try to add real quality to the team that has a perfect age instead of like trying to get those. Again, to begin, of course, Chelsea had to work his way to the level where they are right now, and it's definitely a stardom and, you know, in a superstar team, but you don't want to start getting players in that are going to dismantle what they already have built. And I don't think that Frank wants a player that is, what, maybe, you know, at an older age and then doesn't want to obey to his rules or his way he wants to play. So I'm sure they're going to be really smart about how they're going to bring someone in.
Where would you strengthen, Mario, if you were them and you were making those decisions at Chelsea?
You made a great comment about at the back. You know, you made a comment at the back of saying like you maybe have to build up the competition. I think you maybe have to get a little bit more steadiness at the back. And then when you go to, you look at Abraham, look, he's the main guy. I ask myself now, he gets injured, who's going to score the goals?
Stan Woodsy and Queasty, here they are doing bird footballer puns.
How about this one, Ali? Human swan. Alison Pecker. Blue titus bramble.
Oh, some brilliant man. I've got to hit you with Herbert Rio bird in hand.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's genius. It really is clever. I don't mind Robbie Fowler either, by the way.
I've got an Al one as well. Meza Alzil. Do you like that one?
Good.
This is brilliant, Ali. I think you'll like this one. Geordie. Yeah, I know.
Virgil van Kite. It's good. It's very good.
Oh. Virgil van Kite, I like that one. How about this one? Wow. Manuel Pellegrin Falcon.
I don't know. I'm beginning to worry. I'm seriously beginning to worry about our listeners out there.
I'm worried about them.
Thank goodness.
I'm really worried
about
them.
That's tremendous. Raheem Sterling. I like Raheem. I mean, that's like an obvious one, but it's perfect. It really is.
Ian Thrush.
Oh. One of the boys has just texted me, we're Ryan Jack Daw. That's won it so far.
And now we can head over to TalkSport 2 for Matt Holland's reaction after Manchester City thumped Dynamo Zagreb 4-1 in the Champions League.
Everyone's talking about Jesus and will be talking about Jesus, but you wanted to talk more about Phil Foden tonight because his performance overall has been nothing short of outstanding.
Been absolutely top class. I mean, there's been some really good individual performances, but he's put a real stamp on the game. The way he just drifts into certain areas of the pitch.
He's just set up Sterling now in behind the defence. Tries to beat the goalkeeper. Good save by Novakovic down low and stops Sterling from making it five and stops Phil Foden from getting a magnificent assist.
Another sublime pass from Phil Foden. The weight of pass, the accuracy. absolutely top draw. He has been so good tonight. Yes, Jesus was outstanding as well. A couple of youngsters finishing the game at centre-half. Pep will be very, very pleased with tonight's work. You've got a striker there, Gabriel Jesus, who scored a hat-trick and played particularly well. But I can't look beyond Phil Foden. He got the fourth goal and was instrumental throughout the night. I mean, it's not often someone gets a hat-trick and doesn't get the match ball and the Man of the Match award. But I'm sorry, Gabriel. I'm going to give it to Phil Foden. I thought he was terrific tonight.
This is Drive Now with Max Rushton and Darren Goff talking the Foxes, Leicester City.
James Maddison potentially snubbing a lot of other clubs to sign a new deal at the King Power is a real sign of what they're doing. I know we contracts don't necessarily mean a whole lot, but still, stunning footballer. I don't know which is the more interesting conversation out of those. I think Vardy coming back into England setup is fascinating.
Well, I think the old story about Leicester, full stop. I think they've got a manager in demand, massive demand. They've got a footballer who I think is quite popular in Jamie Vardy, and people are now on about him coming back for England, even though he's retired. That's how popular he must be. In Maddison, they've probably got the most wanted player inside the Premier League to go to another Premier League club.
Yeah.
And been offered him, what, 4.5 year deal added on to the current deal he's got. We're going to be tighter sell-on clause, which you would expect. But what Maddison's got to do, he don't want to be in the situation that Zaha's find himself in at Crystal Palace, where he wanted to leave, but he can't leave because he's got no release clause in there. If a fee is matched, he can go, you know what I mean? So I think that's important for Maddison, although he starts thinking, yeah, double your money.
Yeah.
But if the dream offer does come along from one of the bigger clubs, and it's hard to say that at the minute, because I tell you what, Leicester in second place under Brendan Rodgers, playing wonderful football and beaten in eight, but he's got to give himself the opportunity. If someone really wants him, one of the elite, he can still go.
What release clause are you putting? If you're his agent, what release clause are you putting on?
Well, I would say Leicester will want to put something like 80 million. I would say realistically, Maddison will be one who's put 50 million off, 55 million.
Jamie Vardy, if he was eligible, if he said, I want to play for England again, would you pick him? And would you start him?
I won't go back to Vardy now because I think they have got Kane and Abraham, who are fantastic centre-forwards. They both work for the team. Their movement is fantastic. Both of them very similar. Kane's probably a better all-round footballer. Would you say that?
Yes.
Holding the ball
up,
running to space.
Yeah, yeah. And bringing
aggression.
Quick players in. Yeah.
But Tammy Abraham has got that movement as well. Mm-hmm. He's out to play against. He's getting stronger every week. So I think we've got two out-and-out centre-forwards. Then what he's got then, the problem is if he brings Vardy in, does Vardy play, and the only way he plays is if he plays off the left, because he likes to come from the left anyway and cut inside, doesn't he? That's the way he likes to do.
Yeah.
But can he start for England in that left position? Because at the minute he has Sancho there sometimes.
I'd play Rashford.
I would
probably play Rashford. But it's... You'd play Vardy down the middle, wouldn't you? Presumably, he's the only place you can play him is if you don't play Harry Kane. So Harry Kane's playing. So it is as a substitute.
Well, that's why he packed in playing for England,
exactly,
because he realised you were never going to get any stare at Harry Kane.
You know, 3 months before the, 2 weeks before the tournament, you just think, actually, I don't have a lot on this summer.
But it's going to be off the bench again, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's going to say to him, right, do you want to come to a tournament and you're going to be on the bench? Or is he going to think Southgate, although he's banging in the goals, Vardy, does he think, do you know something? I've got Tammy Abraham, who can score. I've got Rashford, who's scoring. I've got Sterling, who started scoring for England. Do I need him?
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back to the Breakfast Show now with Laura Woods and Ali McCoist. And this is Harry Redknapp paying tribute to Jim Smith. And then Ali McCoist tells the story of his favourite memory of the former Derby and Oxford manager.
Jim was special, Harry. I mean, he was an amazing character. He really was. I mean, every day was just fun being with him. He was just amazing. Stories, laughing, having a drink. Yes, it was. There was never a dull moment with Jim. And I took him, you know, I went to Portsmouth, took over as manager. And it was my first season there. We were in the Championship. And I rung Jim up and I said, listen, Jim, would you come and work with me? He'd been a manager, and I didn't even ring him up and say, look, will you be my assistant? I felt embarrassed to say that to him. He'd had a long career, you know, and as a manager. So I rang him up and just said, would you come and work with me? He said, Harry, I'd love to. He said, I love Portsmouth. I'd love to come and have a go with you, you know. So he came in, and it was an amazing signing for me. The fans loved him. He'd been there before, done a great job before, took him to the Cup semi-final, and he came in and we went. We took off that first season, won the Championship.
Very fond memories of Jim, and he came down. Jim Smith, I think my team in question of sport one Wednesday night in Manchester was Jim Smith, Walter Smith and myself. So we decided to go out for a Chinese meal after the show. And it's safe to say, without doubt, I get Smithed. Right, so we went for a Chinese meal, then went back to the hotel, decided to have a glass of wine to follow on from the meal, and we don't know where time went, we're just talking about football and blithering away, and I can still remember it was about 6:30, next thing we knew it was 6:30 in the morning, Walter was jumping in a car to go straight to Everton as manager at the time to get the training done, Jim was going, I think it was to Derby, and he... I think I sat in the back of an Audi with a pillow and slept for 3.5 hours on the way back up to Glasgow.
Let's head over to Hawksby and Jacobs, H&J, for their best bits. You can hear the boys from 1 p.m. weekdays.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Yeah, there's some breaking news, and I'm just getting it in front
it's
of
very
me.
Exciting,
and it? The breaking news is the producers just put it in front of me. The breaking news is. Now, Torquay United have signed Forest Green midfielder Lloyd James on loan. It's not breaking news, is it?
It is. To be fair, I've gone straight, like all Torquay fans, and I consider myself one now, have gone straight onto YouTube to see what we've got. And it's got Lloyd James goals, 2013 to 2016.
Played for Wales, under-21s, 31
Only
years
old. Only 188 views so far.
Played at Southampton.
I think we'll get a few more.
The O's, Exeter City, Colchester, and bringing some much-needed experience. A calm head.
191 views.
A calm head into a young side. So I can't believe that's breaking news. But anyway, our producer's a Torquay fan, so we are duty-bound, really, to bring that to you. But good luck.
Nice finish.
Good luck. Good signing there by
just
Gary.
At some of his goals.
And good luck to Lloyd. Anything else?
Excuse me.
That's all right.
No problem.
Andy, a bit of a regular thing you like to know is you're getting to a certain age and you always like to know the secrets of people who live to 100 years old and get that coveted telegram.
Porridge and whiskey, I've known.
Well, porridge and whiskey, maybe, but Anne Callender from Stanmore in Middlesex, right? You're a fan of hers?
Yeah.
This time of year, she's very popular, of course. She said, I'm going to be 100. This could keep you alive, mate. Listen to this. I'm going to be 100 years old next week.
Oh, that's nice.
She says, I eat what I like. She eats what she likes. And calendar.
She eats what she likes.
She said, be it meat or fish, hot or cold, sweet, sour or salty, fattening or not, fried, boiled or baked. she says. I drink in moderation and take the odd pill for backache or a touch of sleeplessness.
Yeah.
I do the crossword in the Telegraph and other puzzles.
That keeps the brain going.
And I enjoy arguing about politics with members of the family. Mm. Could my longevity be attributed to my lifestyle? And she has, seems to have quite a balance, a normal, what you would call a normal lifestyle.
Or your genes.
You think, you always think it's genetic, don't you?
It's mostly genetic. Genetic.
I'm just reading on social media. This came via old mate Chas Nuki Burden. I think somebody had retweeted on here. Apparently, a new turn of phrase, a bit of Cockney rhyming slang. If you say someone's gone Kevin. Oh, yeah, I just heard he's gone Kevin.
He's gone Kevin.
Kevin Keegan, vegan.
Oh, I see. Kevin Keegan, vegan.
We can add that to the vernacular. If you know someone who's gone Kevin, you can use that one.
Good. Now, congratulations to the good people at Moschino, the fashion house, for designing possibly the stupidest jacket of all time. It's basically as if Warwick Davis was wearing a jacket designed for The Rock.
Yeah.
Or giant haystacks.
Is that
a jacket.
That's just not an oversized jacket, no.
Well, it's ridiculous. You can't. That's more than oversized, isn't it? It's absolutely.
How does
bonkers.
It stay on your shoulders? It is. It's basically a jacket that's about 10 sizes too big.
Well, more than 10. It's not great. Not practical, is it?
But how do you keep it on?
I don't know.
How much does it cost, Andy?
Didn't actually say. It's, just that's it.
What a terrible idea.
Let's finish with the sports bar, best show on radio. And of course, it can mean only one thing. It's the midnight train to madness. Keith?
Yes.
Are you ready to do a little bit of Billy Joel? You ready? Come on, here we go. A bit of Innocent Man.
Play the music.
There we go, Keith. Go on, Keith. Take it away.
Some people stay far away from the door. If
there's a man to revoke, and it some people leave the hole outside when it's
not.
No, it's not good, is it?
Keep going, Keith. Come on, Keith. Come on, keep going. Come on, Keith. It's coming. Sing up, Keith. Sing up.
They will not hear him when you want to. Nobody tells you a lie.
Oh, that's outrageous.
It's just building up to the
crescendo.
It's just
got to get to the... And don't forget, from 10 p.m. tonight, we're taking your calls. Manchester United versus AZ Alkmaar and Rangers versus Young Boys in the Champions League. I am joined... Did I just say Champions League? What a silly mistake. Of course, United and Rangers aren't good enough for that. Of course, I meant the Europa League. You've been listening to TalkSport Daily Podcast. Please click and subscribe via Acast, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. There'll be another one of these podcasts same time tomorrow. I promise. Great show today and another great edition of the Poddy tomorrow.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.